This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with news and commentary for Thursday, February 13th, 2020. Here's some more information about the upcoming Washington State presidential primary to take place on March 10th. Since it's the first election season after a significant rules change, Democrats, like 24th Legislative District Chairman Bruce Cowan, are conducting a campaign to educate voters as to how to make their vote count. This year, the primary replaces precinct caucuses as the delegate selection process. Aside from an earlier date, the primary gives the average voter a greater voice. Caucus attendees are often retirees or ideologues, which can make the outcome less representative of the majority. In the past, the delegates were selected at the caucus based on the preference of those attending. Under the new system, the delegates are still selected at the caucuses scheduled for May, but in proportion to the popular vote percentage. The ballot will list 13 candidates, although 6 have already dropped out of the race. The field will certainly narrow between now and the primary date, as 14 more primaries will occur prior to the Washington contest. Ballots are mailed on February 26, but Cowan said that voters may wait until the Super Tuesday primary a week before the Washington contest in order to vote for a still viable candidate. Cowan said he did not expect any presidential contender to visit Jefferson County, although several candidates will probably hold Seattle rallies. For more information, go to WA24LD.com. That's WA24LD.com. Republicans are holding their own delegate selection process, but it will be considerably less dramatic as there are only one candidate, President Donald Trump, on the ballot. Port Townsend will host a port call by the USS Nimitz next week, turning the town blue with sailors for a few days. The 48-year-old supercarrier, which is one of the largest warships in the world, will dock at Indian Island and cycle 6 buses from the naval installation to the Chamber of Commerce parking lot, running from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. The carrier's home port is Naval Base Kitsap. It has a 6,000-person crew with 500 or 600 sailors visiting Port Townsend at any particular time. As with any port visit, the sailors can use the opportunity to connect with family or friends. The port call takes place Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. In the past, the town has been generally hospitable during port calls, but merchants will be especially welcoming as it will give them a boost during one of the year's slowest months. The annual walk to end Alzheimer's will take place in Port Townsend this year after a strong showing of locals in last year's march that was held in Port Angeles. The event, which is held in 600 communities nationwide, seeks to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. The event, which is held in 600 communities nationwide, seeks to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. The Port Townsend event takes place Saturday, August 27th. More immediately, a volunteer recruitment event occurs at 6 p.m. March 4th at the Elks Club in Port Townsend. For more information, go to the Walk to End Alzheimer's webpage. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman. Thank you for listening.